Testing, testing, testing. Can you hear me? Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hello, everyone. Could you please take a seat? We'll give you plenty of opportunities to go from these tables. Please take a seat. Hope everybody's doing well. I want to take this opportunity. First of all, I'm Al Thurman. I am the mayor of the city of Powder Springs. I want to thank you all for coming out this evening. Hopefully, this will be an informational session that you can go around and look to see on some of the projects that we got coming up and that might be ongoing. Certainly want you to give your input and tell us what you think, good, bad, or indifferent. If you would, just bow your head with me. I always like to start with prayer. Humbly, O God, we come now before your throne of grace. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come thanking you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, O Lord, for giving us another chance. Truly, we realize we cannot make this journey without you. You have been so kind and you have been so good. For this, we just want to say thank you. I would ask that you bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Pray, O God, that this be a great meeting, that someone be able to learn something new or different. We ask all of this in your son Jesus' name, amen. I want to give our council an opportunity to introduce themselves, tell what ward you're from. Let me grab this.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. That's better. My name is Henry Luss. I serve as councilman for Ward 1. And I also serve as the mayor pro tem. I've been a councilman for 8 years. This is my final year on the council and final year as mayor pro tem, as you saw during the election. I will be replaced by Raja Antone for Ward 1. It has been my, indeed, my pleasure serving the city. I hope I have served everyone to their satisfaction. I'm very proud of the city and how we have laid it out, how we have carefully planned for its growth, and I hope everyone is pleased with it. If not, don't blame me. You can blame me when I leave, because it won't hurt then. But thank you very much. Thanks for coming out this evening, okay?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Doris Dawkins, and I serve as councilwoman for Ward 2 in this beautiful city of Powder Springs. And we're delighted to have you here, and we appreciate all your input. And I've served on council for 10 years, and I was awarded 4 more, and it's been a pleasure.
Hello, folks. My name is Dwayne Green. I'm on Ward 3. And I've been here 4 years, and this is going to start my second term for another 4. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Dwight McMurtry, council member, post 1 at large. This is my second year, originally from Powder Springs. Glad to see everyone here tonight. Your input, it helps guide us into the direction to help our city grow. And nice to see everyone tonight. Thanks.
Again, good evening to everyone. I'm Patricia Wisdom. I am the council at large for the city of Powder Springs. I've been here as a council member for, this is my third term, and this is my going into my almost 11th year of my tenure as a council member. So I have enjoyed serving the city. I look forward to continue to serve the city through the rest of my term. And I certainly love and you know, and look forward to all the input that you are prepared to give to us this evening and through any other opportunities and surveys that we prepare for the citizens. I think that's about all I have to say. I do wish you a happy holiday. Okay, all right.
Thank you, Council. I do want to take the opportunity to, I see one of my former councilmen, Mr. Ray Barr, and his wife. Wave your hand, Ray. Ray served for many years on the council also. And I knew a council-elect, Mr. Roger Anton. Would you wave your hand, sir? Let folks know who you are. So you can throw rocks at him as soon as we swear him in, okay? At this time, I want to bring our city manager, Ms. Pam Carner. She will introduce her staff and give you how this proceeding will go.
Thank you, Mayor. It's good to see all of you. Thank you for being here tonight. It's always rewarding to be here and get feedback from you. It's important that we hear from you. Your voice is important, and it is heard, and it gives you an opportunity to provide feedback on the many things that we have going on in the city and to answer any questions that you might have. So we had such a huge response last year that the people liked this format, the trade show where they could go around and they could visit with each of the departments and ask their questions, have their questions answered, and get information about projects. So we are doing a repeat again this year. We are also streaming throughout the evening we will have our consultants and our staff give interviews so that those that are watching that way with Facebook, they'll also get that information. So what we have tonight, we do have four projects, and I really encourage you to go around and visit each of those so that you can provide that information back. It's very important for us to hear from you what your feedback is, what you like or don't like about those projects. So we do have the Old Lost Mountain or Silver Comet Trail connector that is at Old Lost Mountain. It starts at the Silver Comet Trail, comes down Old Lost Mountain to Jackson Way, and then comes in and connects to the Thurman Springs Park. And so they are over here, and the consultants are Heath and Lineback, so they're along this back wall. So make sure you stop and see them and give feedback about that project. We also have the Livable Senators Initiative, which is our downtown revitalization effort, and this is an update to the plan. Our first plan was in 2002 and then 2016, and then this is our update. The consultant for that is TSW, and they will be up here, and Economic Development will be helping them with that. TSW is also serving as our facilities assessment team. So the city has acquired the Primitive Baptist Church. It's on the corner of Old Lost Mountain and Dallas Powder Springs. And then, so they are doing an assessment of that, as well as this Ford Center campus and the different uses. So we really need to hear from you about what you think, what they've come up with, the ideas they have, anything else that you might want to share with them. So they're up here in this corner. So the Facilities Assessment and Livable Centers Initiative. And then over here is our SPLOS 2028. Our SPLOS program manager is Core Engineering, and they'll be over here to answer any questions. As you know, SPLOS has covered a lot of projects for us, whether it's trails or sidewalks or resurfacing. All of our resurfacing is done with SPLOS dollars. And if we didn't have SPLOS in place, we would have little else to do but to either have special assessments or taxes. So we're very grateful for what SPLOS has been able to do for the city. So they're here at this table. So we encourage you to visit that. We also have representatives from all of our departments. So we have our engineering and our stormwater to talk about our projects that are going on with the maintenance of those. We have someone from planning and zoning. If you have questions about what your property is zoned, what you can do on your property, if you're interested in annexing, what the process is to do that. We have our sanitation group. So, you know, they're a great group of people that reside with pride and just great services every week. They're here as well. So stop by and see them. We also have our HR department that's here this evening. You can stop and talk to them about any potential employment opportunities. Plus, if you just want to know what's going on with the city and the employees, they'll be able to answer any questions you have about that. We have our courts, our municipal court and PD, police department representatives. They're here. We have parks and recreation. We have great parks in this city, and so we do a great job taking care of them, and we have super fun events, and so we have representatives here to talk to you about that. We do have a recycling program and our Keep Powder Springs Beautiful program, as well as some information about our youth council and our seniors. We anytime you have a question about, you know, you see street lights out, or there's a pothole, or there is curbing issues, or anything that is in your environment within the infrastructure that you have a concern about, we have representatives here to answer questions about that. Code enforcement. Code enforcement is really important in the community. It helps keep our property values up. If you're, maybe you're not sure about all the things that are important within a community, like pouring paint down a storm drain. A lot of people don't know that, and so if they can answer any questions that you might have about code enforcement. Administration and finance. You have questions about how to get how to do surveys, how to get the e-newsletter, how to just get basic information. If you have questions about mayor and council and their calendar, their operations, they'd be able to answer that. Questions about property taxes and what's on your property tax bill. And then we have, of course, your elected who are here this evening, and they're here to answer any questions. And please stop by and see everyone. At the end of the evening, we will have the opportunity to do a drawing. So you have to go to every table in order to be entered into the drawing. You'll get a sticker on the card. So if you got a card when you came in to see and signed in with Jenny, she gave you a card. You go around to everyone, provide your feedback about all of those projects, and get your questions answered. And then when we get back together, we'll have a drawing at the end of the evening. So please go. There's a smaller crowd here than there was last year. So I think that originally I was going to say you only have to go to 8, but I think you can visit all 14. We'll have time to do that. So if you'll please go visit and get your sticker. And then we'll have the drawing at the end, and then we'll have any just basic information, any questions that maybe were unanswered. We do have a suggestion box at the back table. If you have feedback you want to give or just suggestions you want us to consider, please drop that in the box. And then I invite you, and we also grab there's some cookies over here. You can grab a cookie and a water as you're going around and visiting with the staff. Introduce yourself. We have a lot of our staff members here, and they're very hard workers. They work very hard every day to serve you and provide the things that you're looking for, the value that you're looking for when you pay your property taxes. So please stop and introduce yourself to them and get to know them while you're here this evening. So we'll go ahead and get started. We will let you know where we will conclude by 9:00. We'll probably call everyone back around 8:30 and then answer any general questions that you might have. We'll do the drawing and then we'll be on our way. So with that, please, if you'll go start, just make a big circle and visit around the room. You can start wherever you want, but just make sure you stop and visit everyone. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay.
Hey, I'm Michelle Corsi, event coordinator for the City of Powder Springs. We want to wish you a special invitation to our Christmas event. Our Christmas parade and tree lighting are happening Friday, December 5th. The parade kicks off at 6:30 p.m. It will come down Marietta Street. We'll go into Thurman Springs Park, where we'll light the parade and then have a fun time of a Christmas village where there'll be activities, free cocoa, and pictures with Santa. We hope to see you there to usher in the holiday into Powder Springs. We're excited about our 2026 calendar, which you will get a sneak peek of that at the Christmas event. We have all of a lot of good events coming back, our Seafood Festival, our 4th of July, our Family to Park movie series, and then we'll also have a couple of new things. We're adding a couple of live band karaoke and some other fun things. So we look forward to giving you our schedule for next year, and we will see you around the parks.
Hi, my name is Vangie Rodenbeck, and I'm the Executive Director of Keep Powder Springs Beautiful. I'm here to give you an update tonight on our Powder Springs Recycling Center. It's located at 3006 Spring Industrial Parkway, right off of Florence Road. Right now, we're open Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., but starting in the winter, for January and February, we're going to winter hours. And on those days, in January and February, we're going to be Saturdays only. We find that Sunday is kind of a slow day for us in the winter. We don't have as much traffic, so we're going to save a little budget dollars by closing on Sundays. So January and February, Saturdays only.
Right in between.
Who put the mic down? Did you let him do this? Welcome, everyone. We want to encourage you to come visit us at our fabulous new City Hall. It's located at 4483 Pineview Drive. It's a big, beautiful structure that sits just behind Thurman Springs Park. Our hours of operation there are 8:30 to 4:30, and we have a fabulous parking deck that sits directly behind. We encourage you to park there and walk right in the back door. It's easy in and out, and it's covered parking if you need it. We have many services in the building. What we house inside the new City Hall is our Economic Development Department, our courts. If heaven forbid you have to go pay a court ticket, that's where you'd go. We also have our utility billing, our homestead, our taxes, our finance department resides there. Other services within community development, planning and zoning, and stormwater are services housed out of that building, along with our IT, our administration, our HR services, and code enforcement is also housed out of there as well. So the beautiful building does house many different things. The lobby is beautiful and offers an art gallery, which you'll hear about here shortly. So we encourage you to come and see that as well. But come on down and see us. Visit our services in the building. Park in the back on the parking deck off of Pineview Drive. We look forward to seeing you.
I'm Sam Miller with South Cobb Arts Alliance, and we love to be in the city of Powder Springs. If you want to see anything in the arts, you need to come to Powder Springs. Whether we're doing plein air painting, we're doing something at our arts organization, or best of all is the new gallery in City Hall. It is fantastic for an art gallery, an independent, nonprofit, all-volunteer art gallery, to have the ability to show art with all of our local artists in the metro area, as well as all of our friends. Support the arts and support Powder Springs.
Hey, everybody. I'm Roy Acri with Croy Engineering. We're here tonight at the Powder Springs Town Hall specifically to talk about the SPLASH program. For those of you who might not be familiar with it, SPLASH is an acronym for the Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax. It essentially is one penny out of every dollar that we all spend when we buy anything in Cobb County. 1 cent of that dollar goes to fund capital improvements through the SPLASH program. It's an existing program that's been around for years. Currently, we're in a six-year SPLASH. It's called the 2022 SPLASH. That program is scheduled to end in December of 2027. So therefore, there would be a renewal request for the 2028 SPLASH to continue, not to add a new tax as a new cent tax, but to continue what we already have. It has to be used specifically by law for capital improvement projects. So it's widely used for intersection improvements, safety improvements, public safety equipment, facilities, roadway maintenance, like annual resurfacing programs, we can keep our roads in good condition, bridges, those types of things. So 2028 SPLASH is going to be on the referendum up for a renewal vote in November of 2026. So in about a year from now, it'll be on the referendum. And we encourage everybody to educate themselves and to learn about SPLASH and the things that it funds. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Linda with the Sanitation Department. I want to give you a heads up about our holiday schedule that's going to be for 2025. Our Thanksgiving holiday is coming up, which Thanksgiving is Thursday, and we do acknowledge Friday's holiday as well. So all of our days will be shifting up a day. So if your route is picked up on Thursday, we'll be picking that up on Monday. Then your Friday's route will be picked up on Tuesday. And then on and on, and there will be no yard waste picked up. Start over. Good afternoon. This is Linda with the Sanitation Department. Just wanted to let you know our holiday calendar is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, no yard waste on Mondays will not be picked up due to the holiday. All of your days will be moved up a day in advance. For Thanksgiving, we will be closed Thursday and Friday, so your Thursday route will be picked up on Monday. And then the following day, which Friday will be Tuesday, and so on and so on. I do hope everyone have a blessed holiday from the Sanitation Department. Thank you. Can I look at that?
Hey, my name is Patrick Peters. I'm with Heath and Lineback Engineers, and we've been hired by the city to work on the Silver Comet Connector Trail. So we're here tonight showing some information about it. The trail goes from Thurman Park, where the new City Hall is downtown, follows Jackson Way on the north side towards the west, and then up Old Lost Mountain Road up to and tying into the Silver Comet Trail. It's about half a mile, and so we're taking feedback in, doing concept, working along with the city and citizens to continue to implement this project. And there's a city website. You can go to there. You can see the information. You can see the layout. And we're open right now for about a month to accept comments. So if you go and see that, you can provide comments, provide feedback. We'd love to hear what you say so that we can implement it and make it a great project for the city of Powder Springs. Perfect.
Hey, good evening, everyone. I'm Douglas Shiplett with Powder Springs Code Enforcement. Here in the city, we do patrols, both proactive and reactive. So the complaints that come in through the city, both by our Civic Plus system and phone calls and emails. We also do a lot of proactive driving through your neighborhoods. We like to look for some of the basic violations, such as parking in the grass, outside storage. But we also look for the harder ones, such as doing construction without permits. We try to focus mostly on our health, safety, and welfare of the city. So anything that we could do to help make things better, increase the cost of the properties, and keep everyone safe.
Hi, my name is Allison Sinyard. I'm a consultant with TSW. We have been hired by the City of Powder Springs to put together two projects. The first is the Livable Centers Initiative Update, which is funded by the Atlanta Regional Commission. What this plan is doing, it's essentially a downtown master plan. We are looking at the downtown, since a lot has changed in 10 years, so we're taking a look at all what's changed and really thinking about what's the next step for Powder Springs, especially the downtown. So we have a number of recommendations that we are currently in the process of developing. We invite folks to take a look at our website, www.springsinmotionlci.com, for more information. We'll be posting some of the information we have here tonight on our website before the end of this week. We're also here to talk about a facilities plan. The city has acquired the Primitive Baptist Church property and is looking for some input on some ideas of how that property can be reutilized. We are also looking at the Ford Center, which we're currently in right now, and looking at some ideas on how we can rearrange the property, reuse it, what functions we want to keep, and what functions we may want to move to another location. So we welcome the community's input on that. We'll also go ahead and put that on the LCI website as well. So www.springsinmotionlci.com. And we welcome the community's feedback tonight and throughout the rest of this process. One last thing, we have a open house event coming up on January 15th. Please save the date. We don't have exact details right now, but please check back our website. They will be posted there as soon as we have them. Thank y'all so much.
Hi, I'm Travis Sims, Finance Director for the City of Powder Springs. Our finance department is housed in the new City Hall. You can come by and see us to pay your property tax bill, utility bills. We run a variety of services out of the department. We also do payroll for our employees. And so we hope you enjoy us at our new City Hall.
Hey, good evening. My name is Yanni Spanadakis. I'm the Stormwater and Development Director here at the City of Powder Springs. I'm coming to you from the town hall that's going on right now at the Ford Center. We're out here having some really good conversations with residents and local business owners talking about development and what kind of permits may be needed if you're looking to maybe start a business or even take down a tree. I'm answering all questions as regards to the community development department. I'm accompanied by Thomas Neves, planning and zoning, along with the soon-to-be community development director, John Parton. So if y'all got a chance, come on down, come see us. Have a good evening.
Good evening. My name is Thomas Neves. I'm the Community Planning and Program Specialist in the Community Development Department with Powder Springs. I've been lately handling annexations and some special projects for the city, and I've also been helping out on some of the zoning issues. So if you have any questions for the Community Development Department, we're located down at the new City Hall right next to Thurman Springs Park. Come down and visit us. Entrance is in the back, and we've got a huge parking deck for plenty of parking. We'd be more than happy to get you the answers for any questions you have on development in Powder Springs. Also verifying address. That's a pretty simple one, but definitely important to know whether or not you're in the city limits. So that's a little bit about myself and Powder Springs Community Development Department.
Hello, everyone. I'm Al Thurman, the mayor of the city of Powder Springs. It's such a pleasure to be with you all tonight. We are having a town hall meeting, giving updates and information on some of our new projects and 2025 concepts and things that we got coming into the future. 2025 has been a great year We were really looking forward to moving into 2026. Certainly, our goal tonight is to get input from our citizens to make sure we're keeping our ear to the ground, that we're following out your lead as citizens in the city of Powder Springs. We just want to hear from you. Tell us what you think about the projects that we have, some of the concepts. Want you just to tune in. We want to hear from you. We have a lot of things that's going on in the city of Powder Springs. We're excited. We're laying foundation for the future because, obviously, the things that we're doing and the crowds that we're seeing, new people are moving into the city. It's important for us to understand and make sure that we have a plan for the future regarding our police, security. All of these things are important for the city. Technology. So there's so much going on. We built a brand new city hall. Hope you come by the city to take a look at it. It's a 5-star building. We're so proud of it. Certainly looks over Thurman Springs Park. We're just excited on all the new things that are going on in the city. Come out, see us. Come to Powder Springs. Powder Springs, P.S., I love you. Hello.
Hi, my name is Doris Dawkins. I serve as city councilwoman for Ward 2 here in the beautiful city of Powder Springs. And P.S., I love Powder Springs. And I'm so honored to have another opportunity to serve as city councilwoman in this fine city of Powder Springs.
Hi, I'm Tracy Jackson. I'm the Chief Clerk and the Court Administrator Director of the Powder Springs Municipal Court. We have a probation officer, we have a court interpreter, we have a solicitor, we have a judge, and we provide fair justice for all of our adjudicated cases. This year alone, we have already closed over 3,000 cases. We are located in the new City Hall building at 4483 Pineview Drive in Powder Springs. We are directly located at the back of the front entrance.
Hello, folks. Good evening. My name is Councilman Green. I'm councilman for Ward 3, and this is my second term, and I want to thank everyone for coming out and voting for me again for my second term. Also, the owner of Greener Pastures Funeral Home and also the Green Magnolia, and I thank you for patronizing me, and it's a blessing to live here in historic downtown Powder Springs as well. Love you, Powder Springs.
Hello, everyone. I'm Captain Smith with the Powder Springs Police Department. Wanting to wish everyone a good evening and tell you thank you for being here with us. Just wanted to speak a couple of words to you about safety and what's going on in the city. Thankfully, we can report that the serious crime seems to be on the decline and accidents are also declining. We want to remind everybody to be vigilant at this time of year. Make sure you lock your vehicles. That's one of the biggest things that can cause you to have a bad morning is when you wake up and somebody's taking stuff out of your vehicle. So make sure you take valuables out of the vehicle and keep those locked. If you see or hear anything suspicious, don't hesitate to call 911. That's what they're there for. That's what our number is, and that's going to get the fastest response instead of trying to call the police department directly. And we'll come out and answer anything. Also remind you during the holidays to make sure that you drive safely. With time change, depth perception is going to be a little bit different, and you can have those accidents, as well as deer being on the roadway this time of year. They're moving around a lot as well. And just finally, I want to remind you that if you're looking for a career and you want to make a difference in your community, visit our website, come to work with us, and we'd love to have you on our team. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Councilman Dwight McMurtry, City of Powder Springs, Post 1 at large. I was born and raised here in Powder Springs. I served 27 years in the U.S. Navy, moved back to Powder Springs 2018. My wife and I moved back to Powder Springs 2018. I decided I wanted to be a part of the Downtown Development Authority, and I immediately ran for City Council afterwards. And I'm into my second year on my first term. And I love the fact of watching the Powder Springs grow. The growth has come a long way since I was a kid, and I like the direction we're headed to.
Good evening. My name is Dwayne Eberhardt with the Public Works Department. Our responsibilities are infrastructure maintenance, which entails filling potholes, street maintenance, resurfacing, stormwater maintenance, as well as trimming right-of-way, trees and things of that nature. So if you ever need those things done, you have questions about those things, feel free to contact the Public Works Department, and we will be happy to come and assist you whatever needs you need. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Patricia Wisdom, Counsel at Large for the City of Powder Springs. And we love Powder Springs. This is our new slogan that we share with everyone. We want those who live in the city to come out and participate in events and give input in new projects that we are doing for the city, such as this evening. And we want everyone to have a wonderful holiday and safe season.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tammy Sadler-Jones, and I serve as the Assistant City Manager for the City of Powder Springs. In my role, I'm responsible for assisting the City Manager, Ms. Pam Connor, with the day-to-day operations of the city. Currently, I have the HR department and the IT department reporting to me. It's very important that I participate and be a part of this community, work community, and also volunteer within our community, because I love the city of Powder Springs, I love what it represents, and I'm looking forward to all the great and wonderful opportunities that we have in this great city. So thank you so much for this opportunity to introduce myself to you. And again, my name is Tammy Sadler-Jones, and I look forward to seeing you around the great city of Powder Springs. Thank you.
Powder Springs, hello, good evening. My name is Raja Antone. I am the proud, happy, newly elected councilman for Ward 1. Looking forward to not only serving and being a value add to Ward 1, but to the entire Powder Springs community. Very excited to be here tonight in the midst of all these vanguards of great thought who envision, who desire to bring so much value to our city. We have some great partners, but we have even greater neighbors and residents and citizens here in Powder Springs. I am just happy to be able to contribute so a little bit. This is a fun, exciting evening, and just looking forward to taking office officially in January and being the change we wish to see. So have a good evening. You'll be hearing from other persons later on the evening. But before I go, I have to say, you know what? P.S. Powder Springs, I love you.
Good afternoon. I am Dr. Henry Smith. I'm the Deputy HR Director for the City of Powder Springs. I am a department of two. My colleague is the director. Her name is Rosalyn Neely. And we all service not only our internal employees, but we bring in outside talent, and we work with partners such as the colleges, such as Kennesaw State. We are looking at internships in the near future, and we're looking at ways to build our team, not only internally, but partners outside to maybe find new partners that we can work with in the future.
Good evening, Powder Springs. My name is Henry Luss. I currently serve as the Mayor Pro Tem for the city and Councilman for Ward 1. My term ends at the end of this year, and you have just heard from Roger Anton, who's replacing me. But it has been my pleasure to serve this city for 8 years, and I'm going to miss the job, but I have to move out and do other things. This will be my third retirement. So as I say goodbye to the city, I'm going to say goodbye this evening. And hope that you have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining us, and happy holidays to you and your family. Bye.
Testing.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Keep blinking the lights.
Take your seats, please. Take your seats.
Can we have your attention, please? It is now 8:30. We need everyone to take your seats, if you will. We're going to wrap it up. Please and thank you. Yeah, sure. That's
a good one. If we can have your attention, please.
Can we have your attention, please? Please take your seats. Thank you. So, did everybody get a chance to make the rounds? Is there any questions that you didn't get answered that you need an answer to? Yes, ma'am. Does anybody know the answer to the question about the primitive church, how old it is?
Oh, my goodness. It dates to 1800s because of the lease. I know that from the lease agreement. I can get a specific date, but I can't remember exactly. It's from the 1800s.
Okay. Any other questions before we proceed? I'm going to bring Ms. Carnes back, and she's going to do the drawing. Oh, Michelle.
And
Benji, you're
going to do the drawings. Did everyone get their cards turned in?
Oh, does everybody? Okay, yes. Yeah, so last call for your cards. We're going to do a drawing for some Powder Springs swag bags. And they're full, you guys, full of great things. All right, anybody else? All right. Robin Glover. Is Robin here? Oh, too bad, Robin. Yeah. Don't tell her. You have to be present to win. Ange? Oh, okay. Yes, that's you. Yep.
There you go.
Congratulations. Thank you for coming. Hey, baby. All right, one more.
Oh, there's Raw Bar.
Yeah. Raw? Hmm? Raw Bar.
Ray Bar.
Ray Bar. Yeah. Oh, you could probably use some Powder Springs swag, huh?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, it's heavy, so yeah, there you go.
Got the kitchen sink in there, man.
It is. All right, thank you.
I hear y'all cleaned out the club.
Okay. All right, so we have one final thing tonight, and so I hope all of you got a pen that said, P.S. I love you, when you came in from Jenny. So we have a campaign that's going on this year, and I'd like our Economic Development Director, Marcellus Williams, and Above the Cloud owner and our AV guru, I mean, you do everything for us, streaming and everything tonight, Michael Upshaw with Above the Clouds. If y'all could come forward and talk to us about the campaign.
All right. Good evening. It's a long night, right? So we have a campaign called P.S. I Love You, great campaign. And the sense is, the goal is just to create love for our community, love for the city. Really excited about it. It's growing. I think it's being really talked about by a lot of people. We're even getting comments from other cities who said it's a great campaign. So I don't have much to say besides that, but P.S. I love you. There you go.
How do I follow that? You know, first of all, I want y'all to give it up for Marcellus Williams, because y'all see him on Facebook. You know, he's like, you know, we just put a video out. Trader Joe's, everybody say Trader Joe's. Okay, let Trader Joe's hear y'all.
Trader
Joe's. There you go. Never mind, we getting there. But P.S. I love you. So when you see your neighbors, that's what you should say. P.S. I love you, Powder Springs. Because we know that if you live in this city, then you have to love this city. And we want the world to know that Powder Springs is a city worth loving. So before I take my seat, I want you to loud and proud. One, two, three.
P.S. I love you, Powder Springs.
There you go. You got it. You got it.
Thank you all for coming. Really appreciate you. Love your feedback. So continue just to let us know if we're headed in the right direction. Please and thank you. Travel safe.